J. Paul Getty. Did you ever meet him?
Yes, I did. He helped me borrow $300 from the First National Bank.
Tell us that story.
Well, I had this store. I dealt with the First National Bank, and I've dealt with them since I started. I was only about 13, and my loan officer was a fellow named Roscoe Adams. He was a bachelor, and they lived at the Tulsa Hotel. So I went up there at nighttime and was asking him, I'd like to borrow $300. He said, well, you're too young, son. I said, yes, I know it, but I'll sure try. I owe some bills for groceries for my store. He said, I think you're just too young. J. Paul Getty was sitting next to him, and he heard me talking. He said, well, why don't you loan the boy some money and help him get started? So Roscoe Adams go ahead and write checks. And J. Paul Getty, he owned Spartan Aircraft then, and he had a Minnehoma Insurance Company, and he owned an oil company here, and they had a purchasing agent named Johnson. When I finally got in the steel business to sell pipe, why, they were one of my customers. Well, he found out about it and sent me a credit card for the Pierre Hotel in New York. They owned the hotel but didn't own the ground. I said, I don't have enough money to stay there one night. I was kidding the purchasing agent.
Did you stay in touch with each other?
He moved over to London, and all he did was just tell the fellow that was president of Skelly, just take care of Henry.